From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome in the Saviour's name to our program. I'm glad that you're joining with us, and I trust that you'll stay with us for the next 15 minutes as we bring the gospel in message and song. Letting the Bible Speak today is the Reverend Larry Power, and he turns our thoughts to the prophecy of Isaiah chapter 53 and the verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Bringing a message and song is Alan McGill, and he's singing, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. But before we hear the Lord's message and that message and song, I want to turn your thoughts for just a few moments to some words found in 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7. And it's the words, He careth for you. Let's just for a moment meditate upon those words. He careth for you. The Lord knows all His people. He knows their persons and their needs and their trials, and He thinks upon them to benefit and deliver and supply them. He keeps His eye upon them in all places and at all times and under all circumstances. He has His people in His hand, and He'll not lose His grip. He looks upon them always as His own, as belonging to Him. They're the objects of His love, the purchase of His only begotten Son's blood. They are the temples of the Holy Spirit. They're very precious in His sight. His people, He knows they're weak, they're fearful, and they have many enemies. But He teaches them to cast themselves and all their cares into His hands, and He has given them His word that He will care for them. Remember, He careth for you. It's a father's care which He exercises. It's wise, it's holy, tender, and it's constant. Therefore, all will be well. We need only trust. We need only believe. Believe that He cares for us this very day, this very moment. Yes, carry all your concerns and all your trials to Him in the faith of this. Leave all with Him, persuaded that He will manage everything by His infinite wisdom, and He'll bring everything to a good conclusion by His omnipotent power. Cast all your cares upon Him, no matter how many they are. Be anxious for nothing. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved.
I don't know about tomorrow. I just live from day to day. I don't borrow from its sunshine, for its skies may turn to gray. I don't worry o'er the future, for I know what Jesus said, and today He knows what is ahead. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand. Tomorrow, it may bring me poverty, But the one who feeds the sparrow is the one who stands by me. And the path that be my portion may be through the flame or flood, but his presence goes before me, and I'm covered with his blood. Many things about tomorrow I don't seem to understand, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand.
Our text today is taken from Isaiah, chapter 53. And the verse 3, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. We want to think together upon those words for a few moments. We esteemed him not. Now the word of God tells us that Jesus came unto his own, but his own received him not. That was a remarkable thing. His own received him not. He was rejected and he was slighted by those whom he intended to bless. We find, for example, in the Bible that all of nature honored him, but man was not prepared for to receive him. The angels of heaven, for example, honored him when they announce his birth, glory to God in the highest. The elements obeyed him, the wind and the seas obeyed him. And his own disciples, with great amazement, said one to another, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him? The wild beasts would not touch him when he was in the wilderness 40 days tempted of the devil. Even the demons confessed him. They said, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High. But why is it that man does not esteem him? Well, first of all, because we esteem ourselves too highly. I think we all agree with this, that man by nature is a self-centered creature. Now, this keeps Christ out of the heart. We're interested in ourselves. We're taken up with ourselves. We concentrate upon self. What makes us happy? What's going to bring us enjoyment? Now, there is no room for two gods in the heart of man. And man has self set on the throne of his heart. That's where God should be. Man was made for to worship God and to glorify him. This is where God alone ought to be. I wonder today, does God occupy the throne of your heart, or is it sin and self? We know that most people today feel no need of the Saviour whatever. Like a rich man, he has no need of a soup kitchen, or a man who has use of his limbs. He sees no need for crutches. You see, Jesus and sin cannot live in the same heart. Our hopes in self have to be dashed. And until that takes place, man is self-confident and he's proud and he's arrogant. You remember the Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. He had to be brought down, he had to be brought low before God. And then he cried unto the Lord for mercy when he said, what must I do to be saved? People do not esteem Christ, secondly, because they do not know him. People know a great deal about the Lord today, about God, but that is not the same as actually knowing him personally as your Lord and Master, as your Savior. Jesus said, himself in John chapter 17 and verse 3, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. What is eternal life? Eternal life is to know thee, the only true God. Do you know him today? Oh, you say, I know a great deal about him. I've read my Bible, I've read about his birth, I've read about his crucifixion, I've read about his burial, I've read about his sufferings. People know a great deal today, for example, about the Prime Minister, or about Her Majesty the Queen. They know certain things about them, but they don't actually know them personally. Most of us have to confess we do not know them in an intimate way, personally. And so it is with the things of God, with the Lord himself. Can you say today for certain that you have eternal life? Do you know that your sins are pardoned? Have you got peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ? The words of the prophet are true. We esteemed him not. The third reason why Jesus is not esteemed is because man is spiritually dead. Spiritually speaking, he is dead to the things of God. Let us take an example just for a moment. You see, there is a man yonder, and let us say, for example, you want to gain his attention. Now you may take some fine instrument and play a tune for him. You may set a meal before him, but all is in vain. There's no movement, there's no life. Why? Because the man is a corpse, he is dead. Doesn't matter what you do. You cannot arouse him. You cannot get his attention, whatever. And the word of God says that we are dead in trespasses and in sins. We are born in that state. Dead spiritually. Dead spiritually. But the Lord Jesus Christ came to give us life. And to give us life more abundant. That's why you don't esteem him today. You do not see any beauty in him. No attraction about the gospel. Oh, you know certain things about him, but you cannot say that you know him. It's because you're dead spiritually. And you need to look to Jesus Christ today to give you life. You need to look to God this day for mercy. We have a lovely hymn, and it goes something like this: Jesus is merciful, Jesus will save. And when you find the Lord and find his mercy, you will be able to say, he is the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. We esteemed him not. Oh, I trust you will find the Lord today. I trust you will look to him just now and seek him with all your heart. And then you will find him to be precious. Unto you, therefore, which believe, he is precious.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.